Hey folks, robberies are happening more and more at retail locations. It's a fact of life. Do you know what to do? That's what we're going to talk about. So folks, this one starts as a normal day in a phone store. And notice the suspect comes in. Now watch carefully what the manager does. Smoothly, calmly, he pulls his weapon. He begins to issue commands. You see, he understood what his plan was. He stayed calm. And then he begins to direct the suspect's actions. Now think about that, rather than the suspect demanding what you do. He gets around the suspect, dials 911, and calls the police. And it's a great day. What I want you to think about here real quickly, and we're going to watch this again, is what made this day special and safe compared to a lot of other robberies that don't go so well. Well, I want to remind you, as we talk all the time, folks, your security is your responsibility. If you're going to hope and pray that the police get there in time, good luck with that. And the manager had already thought his plan through. You watch how he responds. You watch how he trained himself. He was also very aware. He wasn't on his phone. He was aware of who was coming in his store. And let's take a look at this again, because it's worth watching again. I want you to notice immediately he's aware, alert, he identifies the threat. Watch how smoothly he comes out and begins to address the threat. But then it's not enough to have a gun on him, hoping he'll run away. He gives him commands. I want you to get on the floor. I want you to show me your hands. If you've got a gun in that bag, it's not going to be a good day for you. Because in the old days, we would call that having the drop. And that's where we want to be. Now, notice also he moves around the counter so that the suspect can't hide behind that counter and potentially use it for cover while firing at him. At the same time, please notice he's giving the suspect a lot of distance while he calls 911. Now, folks, think about the tactics and the training that you just watched happen. How different is it than what we normally see in robberies, where people are afraid and shaking and they don't know what to do? You see, this guy demonstrated right in front of us what it looks like to have a plan, to stay calm, and to execute that plan. And here's the other thing. I don't know what the policy is at the store that he works at. Can managers be armed? I actually train organizations that do have a policy where leadership with training can be armed. And I know I've worked in a lot of other states where that's just a big no-no. So the first thing I would remind you of is know the laws of your state, but then also know the policy of your company. You see, those things come into play, God forbid, if it does go wrong and you got to go into civil litigation. Things like, well, how often did you train with that weapon? What does your work policy say? You see, lawyers are really good at asking really good questions. So at the end of the day, you got to think in advance, like this guy did, about what would I do if. And I know we talk a lot about that on this channel, folks. I can't stress enough to you. You got to be mentally alert and aware. If that manager had his face and his phone checking out Facebook, he wouldn't have seen a deadly threat walking through the door. But he chose different. He chose to have a plan. He chose to keep calm. He chose to execute his plan. I got to tell you, I'm a certified use of force instructor federally. This is a masterpiece. I love talking about good situations. And so the question for you at work is, what do you do if? Well, if you're in a situation where you don't have a weapon, that armed robber comes in, what do you do if? Is there a safe location? Are you going to comply? Are you going to, I will tell you, and this comes up frequently with clients, hey, do I fight? Well, the thing I'm going to tell you about fighting is it's much easier to give up your wallet than your life. If you choose to fight, you have to have what this guy had. You have to have a plan. You have to have regular training. I was just analyzing how he held the weapon. I mean, this guy knows what he's doing. I don't know where he trains, but he got some good training. I don't know if he's former military or whatever, but what I know is this. He was ready. And on this day, his preparedness likely saved his life. So here's another question as we wrap up. If you're standing in that store when that goes down, what do you do? Well, one of the things you do right away is move away as far as you can, as quickly as you can, from the shooter. Because if he's held at gunpoint, he's looking for options, or the robber, not the shooter. He's looking for options. One of those options is to take you hostage. So if you're sitting there and you're afraid and he reads your face, that may be his next option. Don't give him that option. Move away from him, and also follow the instructions of the manager, because if he's holding someone at gunpoint, he's obviously got a plan and he's already thought this through. So it may be a good idea to listen to him, and also as quickly as you can activate 911, because your call into dispatch may also be a helpful thing as officers responded. You see, because the manager with the gun on the suspect, he's focused on the suspect, but you can provide information to the dispatcher that might help save officers' lives, because it always doesn't go quite like this. This is very unusual, because oftentimes a suspect will run armed, or he engages. Now you got a gunfight in the store. It's a mess. So I'm thankful today we get to talk about a good story. Hey, folks, I hope this is helpful for you. I need you to help me to get the message out. Like, subscribe, add. Here's the reality, folks. I don't have to preach to you. It's getting crazy in the country. We're trying to provide really good security thoughts and processes so that hopefully, like this guy, you are ready on game day. Hey, folks, I welcome your comments. I know there are a lot of folks in the audience that have great training and background, and I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I hope and pray this is helpful for you. So above all, folks, please stay safe out there. Until next time.